Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. So, this is the first time in history that I am interviewing Big Brothers Big Sisters. Donna Dunlap, our chief executive officer, is here, and I'm just going to say hello and sorry I haven't met you before.
Hello, good morning.
Well, we have to clear up things. Big Brother, Big Sister is a mentoring.
Yes, it's a one-to-one mentoring organization, and we serve children ages 5 to 18.
This is not...
It is not the Boys and Girls Club. That's right. Club. We often get confused, and just for clarity, Boys and Girls Club is a wonderful organization. But they are really focused on providing a safe space, a building, if you will, for children to come after school or on weekends for activities and to keep them in a safe space.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters, I got an email because you were having an event, a mentoring event.
Yes.
And I said, oh, I wish I could go. Couldn't go. What happened?
So on October 21st, we had a community mentoring summit. And what we wanted to do, since we're the oldest organization in the community that focuses on mentoring youth, who are at risk. It's a special type of children that we support. We wanted to bring all organizations together that do this type of work and provide them with almost like a mini conference. We brought in experts in the field to help them with different aspects of running their operation. And we realized that we only serve 1,400 children. There are 120,000 children that need added support. And so we thought if we all together worked as one community that we could support more children, provide more enriching experiences, and really come together as a community of nonprofits to do more.
Because you can do more if you have everybody on the same
working
page.
Working together.
Right,
yes.
Working together. And speaking of working together, you're the glue that makes all this happen. Mm-hmm. And I think it works because you came from the corporate structure.
Yes, I did. I spent most of my career with Xerox Corporation and Microsoft and always wanted to give back. It's going to be 17 years real soon that I actually fostered to adopt a little boy as a single mom. And that was a very fulfilling experience. It still is. I'm still his mom. But I wanted to do more, and I just wasn't getting satisfaction with that whole corporate ladder climb. I reached a point, and I just said, I want to give back and do it in a more meaningful way.
Ooh, because it does have to be an aha moment for you to go to the nonprofit world.
Yes.
Because there's so much money out there in the for-profit.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. Oh. You have to be willing to take a pay cut if you're going to make that transition.
Pay cut.
But it's worth it.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
But looking at you, talking with you, speaking with you, you do want to donate. Becoming that time of year.
Yes.
When we think about others. We don't think about others any time of the else of the year. We don't. We don't. Not really.
Right.
So the mentors come from the business sector for the kids?
Well, our mentors are anyone that has an interest in helping a young person. And so it doesn't have to be a degreed professional. It could be anyone from any walk of life that wants to help a child. And so we put you through an orientation, and then we actually do an interview and background check, and we try to find what your interests are, and then we call it matching, and we try to actually find a child that has similar interests. So I'm a big sister, and she was 9 when we were matched, and we love the same things, and she's a little foodie, and so we go out and we experiment with different food. She likes crafts, so we do different crafts together, and she brings me joy. As busy as my schedule can be, I always want to make time for her. Because she brings me joy, and I feel I add a different dimension to her life as well.
And it's a commitment.
It's a commitment, but it's a doable commitment. So I ask people to just add up the hours of bad TV that you watch, and it's literally 1 to 2 hours each time you spend with a child. And we ask for 2 to 4 times a month. So what I do is on a Saturday before my teen wakes up, every other Saturday, we do something. We'll go apple picking, or we'll go see an early movie, or I'll teach her how to grocery shop on a budget. So I try to make it teaching moments with her, and it's really fun.
Oh, will you be my big sister?
Yes, I will.
We're the same age. Wait a minute.
I can't be your big sister, but you can be a big sister.
Yeah, I can be a big sister.
We'd love to have you.
And that's all it is somebody wants you to spend time with them. People want you to care about them.
You couldn't have said it better. I asked my little sister, what do you like about having a big sister? And I thought it would be the fact that I took her to her first play or some of the first experiences that she's had with me. And she said something, and luckily I was driving because I did tear up. She said, you are dependable and you're kind. Every child we serve has a story. And hers happens to be her father was in prison the first 7 years of her life. He's been out for 3 years, and he still hasn't seen her. And that's a void. And although she has a very supportive mom, most of our children have a supportive family member that actually brings them to us for added support. She needed a special friend that was there just for her. And our time together is one-on-one time together. We have a match support specialist that knows what we need to work on. So every check-in, we talk about how she's improving and her areas of improvement that her mom identified. And every child has their own. It could be academic, social-emotional, like their self-confidence. It could be behaviors that they're trying to work on. It could be any type of opportunity that a parent or guardian sees the child needs, and we focus on helping to develop them. And we have degreed professionals supporting that effort.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
So if a parent is listening now, and maybe the story isn't comparable to your little, how does a parent sign up?
You just call our office, or you can go to our website and sign up. It's bbbscentralcarolinas.org, and you can actually sign up, or you can just call our office, look up Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Carolinas. We do have some guidelines, and we'll walk you through that. So typically we support a child that is in a single parent household. They may be living in poverty, and or you have an incarcerated parent. Typically we do not match if a mother and father are together, because that support is there. So it's usually a void that a child is experiencing where they need added support.
Right. That would be called a babysitter.
Right.
Exactly. And people have tried to do that. But, I mean, when you have a mom writing you from prison and saying that the dad isn't there, she isn't there, and a child's being raised by other family members, and it's a little boy, we want to find that perfect match. And we had one of those happen about 7 weeks ago, and he has a perfect big brother that can help him. To get that note from a mother, we were really aggressive in trying to accelerate matching this child because we knew that there was a great need there.
Wow, she doesn't have to worry.
She doesn't have to worry.
Yeah. Do you have summer camps?
We do not have summer camps, but what we do is we will refer our children to other camp opportunities, or there could be opportunities for organizations to give us spaces in their camps for our children.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's really
good. Why recreate the wheel?
Right,
when
other people
wheel?
Can specialize in camps, and we can just refer our children. Yes.
I like how your little said that, I like you because you're dependable.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't expect that answer.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
So to me, that is a success story. I bet you have more.
We have plenty. We have 1,400 success stories. And I think what's most exciting is graduation in May. So every year we have about 25 seniors that graduate from our program and from high school. And one of our goals is to ensure that they are equipped with a path. So they're either going into the military service, they may be going to a community college, a four-year college, or we have a recent partnership with an organization called Year Up. I mean, that's why these partnerships are helpful. And we refer a child that doesn't want to go to college, or they may not have the aptitude or interest. Year Up will provide them with training, a little plug for Year Up, but they'll provide them with training over the course of a year, and then they guarantee them a living wage job, which is really exciting. So we can now see a child from when they came in the door and why they came in the door, what their needs were, all the way to the path of success and changing that trajectory. And hopefully, I mean, we're trying to end economic mobility issues in the community. And that's the exciting part about our work. When we see grads going off and doing good work and doing well in school and doing well in jobs, and it's very rewarding.
That's why I like Year Up with Quan Bryant.
Yes, you know Quan. Yes, it's excellent.
Hey, Quan!
Hi, Quan. That's a great partner.
So graduation, you mean seniors. So how many years can a child stay in Big Brothers Big Sister?
So you can enter our program at the age of 5. And then we do stop intake around 14, because a lot of teens don't have an interest in a mentor. They have their own other things they want to do. So we try to get to the children before 14. But we'll serve a child all the way through the age 18. And the majority of our children are in middle school. That's that sweet spot of when they start to face the bullying, they start to face other temptations that might inspire them not to focus on their schoolwork or to act out. And so that intervention of a big brother or big sister makes all the difference in the world.
If you're just now tuning in, she's making a difference this morning. It's Donna Dunlap. She's our chief executive officer with Big Brothers Big Sisters. You can go now. It's bbbscentralcarolinas.org. Perfect. Go there now, and you can you donate online?
Yes, there's a donate button. There's a volunteer button. And then there's a button if you want to enroll your child. So we have those simple icons for you to reference. And It actually costs about $1,200 a year to support one child, one match, we call it. And that's providing activities for the child, help us support that match so that we can inspect for safety and productivity. We don't want a big brother or big sister to have fatigue because it is a couple times a month. So we always check in. Once you've been matched for a year, we check in every quarter. What have you been doing? Where are the activities? What are the plans? But that first year, we check in every month with the big, the parent, and the child for safety and productivity, just so that that whole rhythm is put in place and people get comfortable with each other.
You don't even have to have a brick and mortar for the kids to come to.
Right. A volunteer can do two things. They can be in community-based, and that's what I've been pretty much referring to. But we also have site-based programs. So, for example, some of our corporate partners will bring in middle school students every other week in a given month, and they will come in and they'll meet their bigs on campus. The middle schoolers learn about financial literacy. Their bigs teach them about different professions. If it's something like a healthcare group, they can learn about the health profession. It's not just doctor, nurse. They can learn about the whole healthcare profession opportunities. It gives them a chance to have that big brother, big sister connection, but it makes it easier for a company to have their employees philanthropic on site. And so those relationships are typically middle school, but if they want to continue, they will migrate to a community-based program, and they can continue till the child's 18.
It's genius. I love it. I'm so glad that you came on board.
Well, thank you for having us. I'm so excited. I'm excited I came on board, too. I love it. I love it. Yeah. I run to work every day. I loved my corporate job, and I did the corporate job, but I wasn't running to work every day. I run to work every day, and when I see a child have a new discovery or a new experience or come from being a poor student to an excellent student or having bad behaviors to demonstrating good behaviors, and I hear from a teacher or a guardian or a parent, it is very exciting what we do.
So if a company is listening now,
yes,
or someone,
yes,
the step is to go online to bbbscentralcarolinas.org and say, I want to be involved. My company,
yes,
wants to be involved. I want to make a difference in the community, mm-hmm, and I want to make it continuous.
That'll be great. You'll see a menu there that you can work through. And there's also a phone number. Just feel free to call. You can ask for me. I'll respond personally. Don't let technology get in the way. Just give me a call, and we'll reach out and find opportunities for you to help us. And it doesn't always have to be money, and it doesn't always have to be time. There could be in-kind services you can provide us as an agency or our children. Let's say, for example, provide toys for... We're doing something for the holidays where we want our parents, not only for maybe the child that's enrolled, but for all their children. We call it Santa's Workshop, where a parent can come in and they can pick different gifts, wrap them, take them home in a secret garbage bag, if you will, that's not see-through. And they have that pride of providing all their children with a Christmas. So toys are always welcomed. Giving Tuesday is an opportunity through Share Charlotte. There are plenty of opportunities to work with us. And you could sponsor one of our signature events. We have what's called Big Day of Golf in May. We have a breakfast in March, our annual breakfast. We do Bowl for Kids' Sake. So there are a lot of opportunities where a company that really cares about children in the community can connect with us and be a sponsor and really have their brand and their name and their reputation tied to helping children in the community.
I am like, oh, that's so warm and fuzzy. Come, I'm going to tell all my friends,
please
Big Brothers, Big Sisters is the nonprofit to give to.
There's room for everyone to come and help us out, and there's definitely room for us to have more donations and contributions, because the more revenue we receive, the more children we can serve. So we're only limited by the amount of revenue that we are able to bring in-house. I mean, we have grants, we have United Way support, we have individual contributions, but without that support, and every year we're having to raise that money, it dictates how many children we can serve. So the more revenue that I'm able to source, the more children we can reach out and touch.
BBBSCentralCarolinas.org. It's BBBSCentralCarolinas.org. Say it with me. Say thank you to Donna Dunlap, our Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Don't forget, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.